Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio with the senior boys of the Pella Cross Country team after conference, Zach Newman, Chase Lauman, and Cooper Vandevort. First of all, congratulations, guys, on an excellent race. Second place, Zach, I'll start with you. What was it like to go head-to-head with Norwalk today? They're an excellent team. And what was it like to have one last tune-up before state qualifying?
It was very exciting. We were prepared to race against Norwalk because they're a really good team, and we wanted to see how we'd stack up against them.
Your conference champion is Chase Lauman, a time of 16:05. And Chase, obviously, you guys have maybe been saving a little bit these last couple weeks. Not a lot of great competition today. It was different. You had some good teams out there. What were you able to see, and what was it like to especially see your top three so close together the whole race?
It was really cool to see. I mean, it was more of like a tactical race. No one pushed the pace in the beginning. We kind of just all stayed together. It's kind of compact, kind of just didn't want to stay on the feet. But we got through about 2 miles, and I saw Kane and Nathan right there, and that just excited me. I finished. I turned around. Kane's finishing. Nathan's finishing. It was a huge PR. And the fact that we were that close to Norwalk, and like not every other best day either, and it's just cool to see that we can compete with the best teams even in 4A, even though we're a 3A team. And I'm excited for the postseason, rest of the season.
Well, Cooper, you seem to save your good stuff for the postseason. That was the case a year ago. That's why we talked at state qualifying. Here we are at conference, and you ran a great race, and you were actually part of the scoring five. What went so well for you today, and what's it been like to be pushed really in a very competitive part of your lineup, 6 through 10?
Yeah, so with the competition, it's not only other teams, but within our own team, there's just a lot of good people that are really, there's lots of people fighting for those last few spots on varsity for the postseason. Spots are just really limited, and just that friendly competition within the team just really, it's really a spur, and it really helps me to compete well.
Well, and Zach, this is the exciting thing, is a great race today, but the big race is coming up next week. You're going to be at home, have an opportunity to race at the Pella Sports Park to not only get to state, but obviously contend for the championship. How exciting is it knowing that this team probably hasn't run their fastest, and how exciting is that knowing that you're going to get a whole lot closer probably next week?
It's super exciting. I'm ready for the postseason. We've put in a lot of good work, and once we start the tapering process, we're already putting down some nice times, but we're going to get even faster.
Well, and Chase, some other question. You guys aren't, I don't think you've seen your best yet this year, and I think it has to be extremely exciting knowing that while the North Polks and Marions of the world are starting to drop their times, you guys are just getting started in that process.
Yeah, I mean, it's super scary to see that. I mean, obviously our first three is pretty set. We've been running consistent all season, but I think it's awesome that the fact that, like, I mean, our last, like, I don't know, like, our 6 through 10, 11 are interchangeable, and the fact that like they could just keep competing to go faster and faster, and we're just gonna get the best out of everyone is just super cool. And like even the 6 and 7, like they're not far at the 4 and 5. Like Cooper came out of here, he got fifth, yeah, on the team. Yeah. Like that's amazing to see that it can be switched, and like they can just compete and push everybody to be their best on that last day at state.
Well, and Cooper, obviously, in order to get to state, you have to make sure you have a good day next week. We don't know who the field is exactly just yet, but obviously you're going to be on your home course. You're going to have one of the fastest groups of guys in the entire state having your back, and you'll be chasing them too. Just how excited are you for state qualifying and to make sure that you get to Fort Dodge?
Yeah, it's just – I'm just without words. I mean, it's just really cool to be here again. I didn't expect to be here with as good as the team has gotten, but – just each one of the team members has spurred me on to be better, and just not to give up, not to lose sight of that. So it's just really a blessing to be here and to be able to run next week.
The Pella Boys seniors of the varsity team taking second today at the Little Hawkeye Conference. Guys, congratulations. Enjoy the next week, and we'll see you at the Pella Sports Park.
Thank you. Thank you.